August Wilson has been called the American Shakespeare. His 10-play Century Cycle, which deals with the African-American experience each decade of the 20th century, is one of the great works of our time. Set in the Hill District of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, each play looks at the black experience in light of both the past, slavery, and the future, equality, and each gives voice to African-American culture. As Wilson himself said, "We are African, we are American." The second-to-last play Wilson wrote for the cycle, Gem of the Ocean, at Marin Theater Company through February 14th, is the first play in the 10-play sequence. Jason Minidakis, Artistic Director of Marin Theater Company.
In a lot of ways, it's the play that completely encompasses the entire Century Cycle, and it also encompasses the lifetimes that come before the Century Cycle even begins. Aunt Esther is 285 years old, so she is one of the people who was brought across on the slave ships, and she is a centerpiece to the Century Cycle, even though we don't see her, except in this piece.
Margot Hall, who plays Aunt Esther in this production.
If you think about where this play takes place in history, the Africans have been brought over to America, and they are now considered African American, and they're grappling with their identity and everything they've lost from Africa and what they have acquired here in the States.
Jason Minidakis.
The play is about a young man named Citizen who comes to Aunt Esther because he needs his soul washed. He has committed a crime that he can't bring himself to forgive himself for, and he comes to her for help in trying to understand both where he is in his life and what he's done and how he's gotten there.
Brought over from Africa in the 17th century on the slave ship Gem of the Ocean, Aunt Esther has witnessed it all. Death on the high seas, slavery, emancipation, reconstruction, and the return of Jim Crow.
In order, I think, to create the spirituality of this piece, you need to ground it in someone who has that history, who has been carrying memories for all these people for over 285 years.
This production of Gem of the Ocean is not a traditional one.
The type of work that Daniel does, Daniel Alexander Jones, is called jazz theater. So all of our characters are based on different chords of a jazz composition. Like sometimes you're a saxophone, sometimes you're the flute, sometimes you're the trumpet. And all of these chords play into each other.
It's a fascinating concept, and if Gem of the Ocean were better known, would probably have more resonance. The jazz stylization often does the opposite of its intention, obscuring the play rather than letting it shine, particularly in Act One. The performances are uniformly outstanding, in particular Ty J. Tilman as Caesar, the black sheriff who pits his white legal power against the reality of African-American life, and Margot Hall, who shines as Aunt Esther, creating an indelible character that's both real and archetype at the same time. But what really comes through, no matter which production you're seeing, is the power of August Wilson's storytelling. Gem of the Ocean is a great play that takes you into the African-American experience, its past, and in many ways its present. In the end, the words of August Wilson, as superbly performed here, resonate and keep on resonating long after you leave the theater. Gem of the Ocean by August Wilson, directed by Daniel Alexander Jones, plays at Marin Theater Company in Mill Valley through February 14th. For more information, you can go to their website, marintheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.